Yes, please do. Like I said, I'm not looking to spend a whole lot of money because, again, I don't use it a whole lot. I'm on a computer all day at work, so when I come home, I'm not on it very often. I've got my Ham Shack computer that's running 10, and it will continue to run 10 just because the number of things I have on it would be difficult to duplicate nowadays with the COM ports and everything else to run all the radios and legacy systems that are on it. But for the desktops, yeah, anything. I did buy these new that I had, and they were like $350 apiece. But, yeah, the one computer for my wife is like $240. The one that I'm looking at is $600. I'd prefer not to. Laptops I bought for like, I think like $300, $350, and I'm looking at probably $400 to $450 for a replacement in today's money, you know, because my... all of these computers are 10 plus years old, so I only need it for video editing once in a while, but it's got to be able to handle it, and basically I think anything now will handle it better than what my 11-year-old desktops will. So yeah, send me the link. I'll definitely look through it, see what they have. I know I've seen some good buys on eBay, so I got to look at those as well. So I'm not in a hurry. The computers aren't going to just stop working on the 14th, and my antivirus will continue to work as long as I keep the subscription active. They'll still update the antivirus to keep those things off of it, so I should be good there. So, all right, I'm going to let you go. I'm just pulling into my subdivision, and I'll look for the link then. I'm headed down to my daughter's to give my granddaughter a flute lesson tonight, so that's on my to-do list. KC8YVF, over to you.
Do you want to cut up?